I got one for you.
Go on.
Nurse Dre.
Nani?
Shut up, man. Get out of here. Get out of here, man.
Anybody who could look after Pokemon and heal Pokemon within seconds.
Shut it, man.
And clone themselves to be in every single city. Deserves to be one of the most intelligent characters.
Might as well say Officer Jenny as well, then. She clones herself.
Exactly. Both of them.
Bonkai. Senbon Sakura. Kageyoshi.
Welcome, anime fans, to the Super Anime Podcast, where each week we look to entertain, inspire, and inform you on all things anime. Whether you're new to anime or a seasoned veteran, we invite you to come listen, share, and laugh with us. We hope every episode ignites your otaku spirit and leaves you feeling super. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy. Let's start the show. Now, the theory of relativity says E equals MC squared, and now we are talking about the smartest anime characters ever to exist. I'm your host, Ed, and I'm joined by my very special guest, Solo. How are you today, Solo?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Well, that's great, you know.
I'm doing fantastic.
Yes, of course.
I'm ecstatic to be on the show. Thank you very much for having me.
That's great to hear, Solo. You know, Solo is a man of a genuine smartness. You know, we both have an IQ of over 5,000.
Yeah.
Or is it 9,000? Who knows?
What were you doing? Oh, 5,000? Or is it 9,000? Who knows?
If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'm going to let a champagne bottle pop. I'm going to take it to the shop. For sure, baby, I'ma be there. Anyway, yes, welcome to another episode of Super Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Ed, and as I mentioned, we're talking about the smartest anime characters. And as 50 Cent says, if I can't do it, then it can't be done. So who can do it? Who can do it? Who are the smart anime characters? Well, if it can't be done, then, you know, it can't be done because they're the smartest ones to do it. So, you know, it's just impossible. Until they come in and save the day. And then speaking of smarts, yeah, we're going to discuss the smartest anime characters. Now, if you are unaware, we've done the most talented anime characters, and Solo gave a brilliant description regarding what is Collins Dictionary level description of the difference between talented and smart anime characters. I won't put you through that, Solo. I'll just play the clip from the episode.
Now, here's intelligence. A person or animal that is intelligent has the ability to think, understand, and learn things quickly and well. And I think that's kind of a key difference between talent and intelligence. Intelligence can be built upon, and talent, depending on... I mean, this is not my personal definition. I think this is just using the one from the dictionary. And then talent is the quote-unquote born natural ability that you have to do something well or to just... You can just grasp something just straight off the bat.
And there you have it. So as you can see, there is a difference between talented anime characters and smart anime characters. Or did you want to say it?
No. Thank you very much for saving my voice. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, you see, Solo doesn't talk. If you're new to this episode or this podcast, Solo doesn't talk much because... He needs to save that energy to his cognitive ability because he's a very smart guy, and every word he says is very much an intentional piece of wisdom, you know. So he needs to make sure that, you know, it's very accurate and prescriptive regarding what he says because he knows he's going to be held to his word. So make sure, and listeners, just know that every word you hear from Solo is going to be something that he has calculated years in advance.
I'm a little bit hungry, though. Like, I'm just being honest. I'm hungry.
I can smell fried egg being cooked downstairs. I'm a little bit
after
hungry.
All that. He says that. And you see the wisdom there, listeners. He listens to his body so he can fuel his body to fuel his brain. What a wise man. Give him an applause, people. Give him an applause.
Hey, that was good.
I did not expect that to come out of his mouth. Of all things. I'm a bit hungry. I can smell fried eggs.
And yam.
I'm dead. Wow. Oh, gosh.
Fried egg and yam.
Oh, that's a good combination.
Exactly, man. But African people, anyone else who likes yam, you know the deal. Right, yam. Killer combo in the mornings.
All right, then let's get this show on the road so Solo can get to his fried egg and yam, because you know, we don't want it. He's right now, he's using a lot of brain energy. So,
I am. I need sustenance.
So we've defined what the difference between smartness and talented is. But do you think there's a different type of intelligence, Solo? I'll give you an example. You have battle intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
You have, obviously, you have emotional IQ. And obviously, what's the IQ? You have EQ and IQ, essentially. Emotional and then intelligence IQ,
mm-hmm.
as it were, or intelligence quota.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, more so from a battle IQ. I think those are the three I would come across, because emotional is about people, how to handle situations, how to be very empathetic. IQ or intelligence is just more so how you essentially solve or overcome certain situations, problem solving. You know all the stuff you say on your CV.
I'm a problem
solver. You know,
I'm a hard worker.
I'm good with people. I love to work in teams. I'm a team player.
How many times is the word hardworking a team player?
Hardworking a team player. I have great communication skills.
The key one, I'm ambitious.
A self-starter.
yes, self-starter. I have used all of those in one paragraph before.
All the buzzwords in there.
All of them. I'm an ambitious hard worker.
Oh gosh. I'm with a great communication skills. Great communication skills. Oh gosh. But yeah. I would say in terms of EQ, IQ, and then battle intelligence.
Let's just use those three.
There's others probably, but yeah.
I was gonna say you could also say like a form of in the anime context, like physical, like people who just know how to use their body uniquely. But you could argue Luffy's creativity with his fruit. That's a form of intelligence.
Yeah, right? I was going to say that, but you know, you took one of my characters already, but fine. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But for stuff like that. So let's for the
is that more talented or intelligence? But we'll get into that later. Go on.
I would say for what we're talking about today, let's agree on those three. So we have IQ, mm-hmm. EQ, and BQ.
Mm.
There you go. So battle.
Did you want to add CQ as well?
What's CQ?
Creative intelligence.
No. Let's just bundle that into cool. IQ. So we've got IQ,
EQ,
and BQ. So emotional intelligence, normal IQ intelligence, mm-hmm. and battle intelligence. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So those are our three. Okay. Fine. I can agree with that. Let's just use those three for now. Let's use mm-hmm. those three for now. What do you think makes someone intelligent, though?
I think it's how they handle. I'm a problem solver, but no, it's serious. I think what makes someone intelligent is how they overcome a situation where no one else can. Okay, Yeah. It's okay. So overcoming a situation or problem, how rapidly they solve a problem. So, for instance, you know, you see those documentaries where you ask someone like 67 times 93 and you're there like counting fingers and they're like 700,000 and you're like, what? How did he do that?
I need a pen and paper on my phone.
Exactly, you know, you can take out the abacus. Old school. You know, those little old school. Do you know in China, fun fact, Chinese actually teach their children how to use abacus instead of calculators.
Do you know what? It's probably a good thing because
it's actually,
it's probably because you know what it enables you to do is that sort of spatial pattern recognition as well.
Yeah.
So you
and
just,
you see them on the they're so quick at it. They ask them like, pa, 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 in the news, and I was like, whoa. But yeah, I digress. Yeah, I think it's how the ability to solve a problem that no one else can, how fast they solve the problem, and that's just their general, I would say, their general outlook on a situation. So again, identifying possibilities where others haven't seen before.
That's kind of the way
I see it.
Okay.
Yeah. How about yourself?
Depending on the type of intelligence they're referring to. So for me, battle intelligence is the ability to think and adapt on the fly to certain attacks or strategies that are being thrown at them.
Mm-hmm.
Then emotional intelligence, like you said, is that whole type of, to be honest, in the anime context, if we're honest, manipulation. That's what you're gonna see the most in anime, from like villains or kind of like gray characters, right? Or again, if we just keep Luffy as an example, that this whole talent he seems to have about how to make friends, for example.
Yes,
and empathize with other people. That's the EQ. And then, like you said, the intelligence is just like, yeah, I agree with your definition of the standard intelligence. That's the Collins one.
Yeah.
That's the Collins one. And you can have a combination of both. You can have a combination of all three, but there might be a different parts.
And I think a lot of people, because I'm very much aware of like EQ and IQ. I only recently learned about EQ maybe 10 years ago. And a lot of CEOs actually have EQ,
which makes sense. I mean, if you're going to be seen as, and people can see you as a leader of a whole organization, then you're going to have to
high in EQ. They have some IQ, of course, but it's not as much as EQ. Cause like you mentioned, EQ is about dealing with people, making people feel great, special. The whole Maya Angelou, you know, people won't remember what you said, but how you make them feel.
Yeah.
Quote.
It's even very, delegation. Very true. You need EQ to do delegation.
Yeah.
Like, how otherwise people are going to be like, no, I'm not doing it.
Exactly. Exactly. Are you my boss?
Yeah, I'm not doing it. What are you talking about?
Nope. Yeah, what are you going to do about it? Exactly. Yeah, exactly. they're very, very high in EQ. Now, of course, if you have a combination of both, it puts you at a very, very advantageous position. But it's very rare to have both. I mean, Elon Musk is very high IQ. I wouldn't say he has necessarily high EQ, but he's getting there.
You know him personally, right?
We had a chat like yesterday. You know, we're talking about his favorite anime.
You know what? Quick side note. Completely unrelated, but you literally just said something that triggered a thought. I wish there was more EQ when I was 16. And I was working in retail. The amount of, because I was just, you know, and it's typical. Anyone who's worked in retail will remember this feeling. Like, you've been there for X amount of time. New person comes in and says, I think you need to do it differently. It's like, what?
You folded the clothes wrongly?
Did, what do you mean? I've been here X time longer than you. Get out of here. I'm not doing it right. What's wrong? Man,
I'm here to teach you a new pattern. See, I'm the smart one here, Solo, so you need to listen to me. So as you can see,
and some of the supervisors and managers are like that.
The managers
can sometimes get away with it and they just kind of tell you what to do and you think, oh man, you're the manager, all right, fine. But some of them supervisors, especially when they don't know, it's like some of the supervisors need to understand, it's like, okay, yeah, you're helping the manager, but you're not my manager. Like, have some EQ there. Have some EQ and say, look, we're all in this together. Let's just try. I appreciate it's a little bit annoying, but let's all get out on time and let's help each other, right? Mm. Yeah. Instead, nah. You got, and remember, as a teenager, man, our brains aren't even fully formed yet. We're just ignorant for no reason. I know I was anyway. I was stubborn, man. I was so stubborn.
Solo, you folded it wrong again. You put the sleeve on the wrong side. So that means...
Oh, that was one I used to get all the time. The hangers all need to be facing the same direction. I used to hide.
That is funny. I could just imagine your manager walking down the hangers.
The hangers
just
be in the same direction.
Just to see which one is in the wrong direction. Got him.
If I knew that, okay, on my shift, the one particular supervisor was on, and it's okay, cool. So, how does everybody want to close up the shop? Does anybody want to take any takers? I'll take stock room. At least I'm by myself. I'll take stock room. You guys do.
Like, so look, come and look. What's this?
Oh, man. It felt like I was at home and my mom's telling me you need to fold the clothes. I get this at home. I know exactly how to fold clothes. I come to work, I get the same energy. I'm not ironing the clothes. I'm not folding the clothes properly.
Oh, gosh.
But yeah, sorry. Off topic. Sorry. Yeah,
Solo just had his moment there, you know. Therapy session. It's all right.
Just had a moment. Yeah, just get off my chest.
That's how Solo handles his situations, by not listening.
Yeah, exactly.
Not intelligent at all. Just like, no. But Solo, you need to, no. Well, you're fired then. Oh, well, fine.
Solo, you're fired. No, I'm not. Do you understand what I'm saying? No, I'm not.
No.
You're not listening. No, I'm not. Okay, I'm just going to walk away from the conversation. Okay, then.
You know what? There's actually people who've done there that, you know, and they like refuse that. To
there
get
are,
fired.
There are people like that. It's terrible. It's people like that.
Excuse me, we've decided. No, I'm not. Oh my gosh. All right, cool. So let's just get straight into it as we do. The anime characters that we've identified, who made your list in terms of intelligent anime characters?
Easy first up, Shikamaru, Naruto Shippuden.
You know what? I agree. Don't get me wrong. I definitely agree. He's just too bait, that's all. But I agree.
Of course. That's why I said him first.
Yeah,
I said first. If they get these easy ones out the way, let's get rid of. There's a couple, but that's, I don't want to ruin your ones. There's a couple, but I don't want to ruin
that's
your
true.
Guess.
For those who've never, unfortunately, seen Naruto, where have you been? Can you explain why Shikamaru, just quickly, very briefly, why you think he's intelligent? And which one does he have? Does he have EQ, IQ, or BQ?
So he is one that I actually say is probably high on IQ.
Mm.
His EQ isn't poor. But I think his BQ is higher than his intelligence, higher than his emotional intelligence. Not to say that he doesn't know how to deal with people. However, his whole vibe is all based around how fast his mind works in tight situations, and also just thinking strategically. So again, I think his highest will be IQ and BQ. He is a character from Naruto Shippuden. Well, the whole of Naruto, and he isn't the strongest physically. He doesn't have the most destructive attacks, and his kind of main attacks is basically shadow control. In a nutshell, shadow control.
Yep.
And he uses that to his ability. He uses that to his advantage incredibly well, and sets traps up for people. He frequently sets traps up for his against his opponents, and uses a lot of distractions to manipulate somebody into a particular situation or a particular position, and then will capitalize on that. It means that he does need. He's not gonna be a big one-on-one fighter. He's gonna need other people around him to truly maximize his skill set.
You're hired.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Thank you. Thanks.
Now that was good. That was a very, very good description of Shikamaru, and I agree. Yeah, I think he was a bait one, but he's very intelligent. Yeah. Okay, sticking on the Naruto verse, as it were. I don't think this is bait, but I'm gonna go for it.
Okay, go on then. Calm down. This is like You're gonna introduce Beyonce at the Grammys. Come on.
You can say he runs the world. I was going to say Obito from Naruto.
I'm going to withhold judgment until I listen. Go on.
So this guy, think about it, people.
Okay. Because at the moment, I'm thinking, nah, I would not even pick him.
This whole war, this whole series, this whole village escapades started with...
Village escapades.
Well, you know, with the Uchiha and the Konoha village.
I was going to say, I'm going to shut up. Go on.
Yeah. This whole thing started with Madara and Obito. Essentially deceiving the Uchiha people, saying that, you know, the Konoha people are gonna essentially eradicate your race or people, so therefore, you know, you need to essentially rebel, which they did. But because of that, the Konoha was like, oh no, they're gonna rebel, so we need to take them out. And of course then Itachi comes, the anti-hero, as it were, taking out his whole village, Bar Sasuke. And I think that is so smart to think decades ahead, because if not for that incident, there is no Naruto. If not, this is more BQ. This is more BQ regarding.
I don't even think that's BQ.
Okay, maybe not. I think this is BQ IQ ish in terms of tactical strategy. Think about it,
IQ.
Solo.
I just call that straight.
Okay, IQ fine. IQ then. Think about it, Solo. How smart did he have to be to manipulate a whole village? A whole village to essentially get the whole village to eradicate a section of their villagers because they thought that they were going to rebel, and which they were, but because they were manipulated by the same guy. So he's almost like he was playing two sides.
See, you know why I don't think it's that difficult? Because you can tell certain Western countries and say, hey, shh, listen. There's a particular country that I know's got some untapped oil. Watch how fast we need to make a military invasion of said country because there's oil. We heard that there's some danger that we need to protect the people from.
But would you not say, again, I don't want to use real world because I think any of those things are atrocities, but would you not say in the anime, the fact that he got the Uchiha clan massacred was his part of his plan, was smart, so therefore he achieved his goal? He thought of a situation where, how do I get rid of these people? This is how I'm going to do it. How am I going to create some animosity so then therefore these people can essentially attack the village? Oh, this is how I'm going to do it. I mean, look, it's an unconventional one, but I think that's smart. It takes a certain intelligence. I don't think anyone could just do that.
So who are you saying? You're saying it's Obito?
Obito,
I wouldn't say it's Obito because Obito had a lot of assistance from Madara and Zetsu. So I wouldn't even say it's Obito. I wouldn't say
he did have assistance. He was there though.
Yeah, it wasn't his master plan. And then he just got people to be like, okay, cool, help me tidy this up. It wasn't him. It was Madara and Black Zetsu. Madara and Black Zetsu, they're the real MVPs. And Obito was literally just their method of execution.
Okay, maybe you're right.
So I get what you're saying.
Unconventional, but yeah.
I get what you're saying. I get, honestly, 100% get what you're saying, but I wouldn't say it's Obito.
So you'd say Madara. I mean, Madara is definitely intelligent.
I'd say Madara and Madara and Zetsu. Those two. Yeah, those two.
Because whilst it's sinister, manipulation is a form of intelligence.
Yeah, and remember, who manipulated Obito?
Yeah, Madara did, didn't
it? Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. All right. Got an L on that one.
Things. You
got
to think about these things, baby. Okay.
Dude, I can just see you now, like, real safe. Yeah. He's pointing to his head right now, people. He's pointing to his head.
Pointing to his head. since we've already mentioned him, I thought, let me just come out and just take him off the list now. So, Luffy. Mm-hmm. Luffy from One Piece, the main character. I'm not even gonna make a joke because I don't want any spoilers. So he's got the Gomu Gomu no Mi, and it's the rubber fruit.
Yep.
So I can't even say anything
No, you can't. You can. No,
no,
why
no,
not?
No, I can't. No, because I don't. I'm trying not to spoil.
But I'll
manga,
do it then.
My manga readers, they know the deal.
Okay, anyway. I'll say is Luffy
has.
Yeah, you
say it because I don't want to go too far.
Yeah, because you
I
read
the
manga.
Don't want to go
yeah,
too
yeah,
far.
Yeah, that's
but,
fine.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I would say, so essentially, as Solo mentioned, Luffy has the Gomu-no fruit, which essentially allows him to, allows his body to be, have the properties of rubber. And with those properties, Luffy has, and I think this is why Solo and I had him on, from a battle or BQ standpoint, he's
100%.
He's had the ability to go through gears, and what these gears are allow him. I won't spoil all the gears, but allow him to manipulate his body further than what his normal state is. So he has gear one, which is just normal state. Gear two, gear three, gear four. Who knows? I personally think, and this is no spoilers. This is just my personal opinion. Cars usually have five gears, so I think there is another gear to come. But again, Solo can be quiet and not say yes or no. But I think there's, because six gears, maybe not so much. But I think there's another gear to come, especially with the number of enemies. But anyway, I digress. And he's able to manipulate his body throughout those gears. And the way he does it is incredible. Absolutely incredible. And even so, like, there's been battles where he doesn't necessarily use those gears, but he's still able to overcome because he's able to think of a different way. Again, using his property or his body, because every fruit user has ability, and it's really not necessarily about your ability. Although there are some abilities where it's
so like the low
clear,
keys, just,
yeah, like the low. It's clear. Like, they're powerful. Yeah, they don't need to
yeah,
think exactly. They don't need to exactly. You know what I mean? Ice.
Like fire. Yeah, like, okay.
I am fire. But yeah, they don't necessarily need to. Of course they can, but they don't necessarily need to think. Whereas if I gave you a rubber and like do something with this, the fact that Luffy, I'll give you an example. Gear second was one where it was any. Was it so? You can probably best explain this. But was he accelerating the blood or something?
Yeah, it's like accelerating the blood around his
that was incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
And he's got heart in his legs and it's just pumping, but it's just that's what happened. It's like you saw this little pump action in his legs.
Yeah. So that, but you know what? I don't think his main while he does have BQ, I think his EQ is way higher.
You know, so I would agree. I would agree.
I think
I'd say
his
that
EQ
his
is he's
EQ,
just a
his EQ
person.
And his yeah, his EQ and his BQ are both high.
Yeah, his 100%. IQ is low, but his EQ is so high. His IQ is low, but his EQ is so high. That's
yeah,
why everyone.
Agree.
He's almost. Agree. Do you know what? He's kind of got the talk no jutsu, but in a better way, because now people love Naruto after they fight him.
Yeah,
enemies love.
He gains the respect.
He gains the respect.
I mean, that's
of
also
enemies.
Like an anime trope, but
yeah, it
is.
It is. But he does gain the respect of not at least any, but wherever he goes, he's a loved person because he is interested in people and he really takes his EQ. Not takes it seriously, but he has that EQ where he can essentially emote and empathize with the people he meets, and they essentially. Like we said, CEOs are leaders. Most CEOs are leaders who have high EQ, and Luffy is a leader which people want to follow. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
I would agree.
Thank you very much. I just didn't want to just even get close because something will come out my mouth. So thank you.
Yeah, that's
that.
Fine.
Honestly. Yeah, and we're currently at the time of recording. We're like literally spring 2022. So yeah, manga readers. I'm a manga reader and Ed is anime watcher.
Yeah.
So I just don't want to spoil anything for him. And I know. Anime One Piece fans are smiling right now. I could ruin your whole career right now, Ed. But I don't want to. But okay,
all right.
Cool. But thank you.
Yeah, no worries. Sticking on One Piece, I would say Chopper. Just because he's a doctor.
I think that's
a doctor.
I think that's a cop out. Like,
what do you mean? He's a doctor.
That's it.
He's a doctor. He's a doctor.
So what? We could just name.
You want me to say doctor? A doctor.
Every anime doctor now. Just add. I know Marco. Marco. Let's add.
Is Marco a doctor?
Yeah, he's a doctor.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then he's smart as well. Then. Hey, do you know how, like, literally those words, man? We're going on a tangent, but why? I don't know why the medical community have such wild, outrageous names for, like, the knee when they, or the thigh or the abdomen.
What, you want to say, oh yeah, you broke your thigh?
No, it's just no. I'm just saying, like, they have mad names. Like, the knee is obviously the short name, but there's a mad name for, like, your knee. Or your thigh, or your you know, the bum is called gluteus maximus and all this, and you got the max and the med, and then you've got the anterior ligament, and then you've got the, oh mate, it's just weird. Oh
god, you remember, I did human biology at uni.
Oh,
so,
did you? Oh,
yeah, so I've got all of this in my, the kneecap is called the patella.
Oh yeah, the patella tendon. Yeah. Oh my days.
Then you stick with the knee. You got your cruciate. You got your anterior, your ACL, your media, your MCL,
all the L's.
The cruciate ligaments around the knee and all that kind of stuff. Then you've got your femur bone, which is your thigh.
And you got the adductor. I don't know. There's so much
abductors.
Jeez,
you got four muscles in the quadriceps, which is why it's called quad.
Yeah, no, but there's more long words, and there's the shin is called some weird name. I forgot what it's called, but the shin. The fact that you have to learn all that, I'm just saying you're intelligent. Like, that's why I just said he's a doctor.
What do you mean, like your tibia and your fibia in your shin?
No. There's another word for the shin. It's a long word. I'll find out, but it's ridiculous.
Oh gosh, that's funny. That is funny.
But yeah, he's a doctor. What else you want me to say?
That is.
But no. I mean, yeah, I think what I said in the beginning regarding intelligence is a way to people are intelligent, think of are able to react in a certain situation, either quicker than someone or solve a problem that no one else can. And Chopper does that time and time again, especially when it comes to medical emergencies, where he notices something and he's able to come up with a cure quite quickly. He did one for Luffy in the anime in Wano. So I think the fact that he's able to do that quite reactive, quite quickly. I think he's intelligent. You don't think he's intelligent?
I don't know. I just think that in terms of anime intelligence, like, Chopper doesn't make top 50. He doesn't make top 100.
What?
No. In terms of anime intelligence, Ed.
Anime intelligence. He's a doctor.
Listeners, please deal with that, please.
So you've obviously read a manga, blah blah.
Yeah.
Had Luffy done, because Luffy's reckless, as we know. That's why we say sometimes his IQ, but he's obviously got the EQ.
Yeah.
Had he when he did that reckless, had Chopper not been there, would we still have Luffy?
Yeah, I know, I'm not disputing that. But in terms of anime characters and intelligence, Chopper is not making my top 100.
Wow, I'm clipping that and putting it on Instagram. That is wild.
Chopper.
Making your top 100.
I'm pretty
wild. Wild.
Wait.
I'm clipping that. It's done. It's already on Instagram. Remember I said at the beginning, this guy is so smart. He picks his words carefully. So I'm taking your words carefully right now.
I grant it, but if being a doctor is the only thing that he has for him to be intelligent, then...
No, but I told you that the situations and how he overcomes certain situations.
No, but there's other doctors in anime that far surpass him.
Like who?
Like Law.
What?
Trafalgar Law.
You'd say he's a better doctor than Chopper.
No, I'm just being contradictory. I'm just being wild.
You know what? Let's go to your next one, man. Because
but my point is, like, in all seriousness, my point is that, yeah, whilst I know Chopper is intelligent, I get it. He is. I'm not disputing that at all. But in terms of like intelligent characters in the anime world,
mm-hmm.
Do you think Chopper is making, okay, top 100 is probably a little bit wild, but keep that for the Instagram. But honestly, your top 20, does Chopper make it? Hall of anime, does Chopper make
all
it?
All of anime? Yeah. Yeah, he does.
What?
He does. Intelligent characters.
Not for me. Okay, in terms of like intelligent characters, nah, not for me. Not for me.
He's a doctor. I hold doctors in high esteem. I hold doctors in high esteem, man. They save lives. They save lives, man. Gosh. Shout out to all the doctors out there. They save lives.
Yeah, shout out to all the doctors. And the nurses. And everybody.
Yes, and nurses. Services. Anyone who works in the medical. All right, so we've decided that Chopper is the smartest anime character ever. Who's your next one? I've got loads, so let's. Let me go through One Piece, because unless you had any more One Pieces,
I don't have anyone else from One Piece. Who else do you have from One Piece? Who else are you just pulling out? You're gonna say Usopp now, aren't you? You're just gonna pull out random characters.
Nah.
Who else? I wanted to ask you
this question actually, because it's do you think Gold Roger is intelligent? Roger?
Which one out of the three that we said? Which one?
Goldie Roger from One Piece. Do you think
which intelligence part?
Oh, okay, fine. I was going to go for IQ and EQ. I haven't seen this battle in much, so I don't know his battle intents. But IQ and EQ.
Oh, where are you? Again,
calm down.
Manga watchers, I have to be careful when I talk to him. EQ 100%. EQ is going to be high.
Yeah.
EQ is going to be extremely high. Yeah. I mean, he's the Pirate King, so that kind of just speaks for itself. And the fact that he started a whole war with one line, even still, remember, Garp agreed to look after his son.
So, what's that got to do with intelligence?
No, EQ.
Oh, you mean EQ?
Like,
yeah,
EQ,
okay, fine,
in terms
fine,
of
yeah,
like.
Yeah.
The empathy between both of them and the respect and building respect, that respect and that relationship between both of them, despite the fact being on them on different sides. Being able to do that. And just the fact of being able to have having the support of so many people around him. Yeah. Mm. IQ, I would say probably say, yeah, I'd say he's probably a little bit high. I think not a little bit, but I think he's higher than Luffy. I'm not sure. I don't know if I could confidently say whether or not he's got high IQ. I just need to see more before I make the statement. Not because he doesn't, but personally, I'd want to see a little bit more. Go on.
Was it the team who found One Piece, or was it him? As in, was it all his team who got the polyglyphs and then read it and then found One Piece, or was it him?
Oh, no, he didn't travel by himself. He wasn't by.
Yeah, I know
he didn't travel by himself.
But like, yeah. I'm just saying, like, was he the one who basically read it, or was did he have like a Robin on his team?
You're gonna have to find out.
Okay.
I honestly, I'm not gonna say anything.
That's fine. Then the next one I had from One Piece.
My guys, this could just gonna have.
I didn't want to choose many, but I just wanted to quickly get that. You're probably gonna say this is rubbish, but I think she's very intelligent.
Who?
I was gonna say Robin, but that was too bait. I was gonna say Nami.
Reading maps.
Yeah, because I think this whole spatial awareness, navigation, they were in a lot of tight situations, and Nami, with her intelligence, was able to like navigate the waters, get them out of tight situations, lead them to Skypiea, so on and so forth. I think she's quite intelligent, and she has a skill set. She's an expert in what she does.
Okay,
I see what you mean, though. Now that's more expertise than intelligence.
You didn't even let me start talking. You just said that.
That's more expertise than What do you mean? That's more expertise.
You can have intelligence in an area, I guess. But okay. Yeah. All right, fine. All right.
Sorry, I've said a lot. So go on.
Have you got any more people with One Piece? You're just gonna pull out a hat? Go on.
No. That was it.
Oh gosh, I'm surprised you did say this. In fact, I'm gonna leave this one because I know you'll say it, and I want you because you're gonna be passionate about it. So I'll leave that one for you, and I know you're gonna say this one. So I'll leave that.
Ooh,
one.
Okay.
I know you're gonna say this character.
No, so I'm gonna say.
I know you're gonna say. If you don't, I'll quit.
You can't quit.
No, you can't. That was a great callback. That is comedic intelligence you just showed there.
Of course, man.
I'll just let me pick another easy one for now, because I'm gonna say this one afterwards. But again, light. Now.
Yep.
Light is an easy one. And don't worry, I'm going to pick some obscure ones later on. But I wanted to highlight Light because I think it's, I think is actually IQ and EQ. The manipulation of so many other people around him, I think needs to be highlighted.
Needs to be highlighted.
And I think his EQ is actually higher than his IQ.
I'll give you that actually, yeah.
It's higher than his IQ. And I just wanted to highlight that manipulation, that EQ is obviously, understandably, seen as like a really good thing to have, but it can also be used in very,
very
dark ways. And I think that's something that Light did. I mean, he was using it to kind of just keep himself safe whilst he continued to use the Death Note.
I'm surprised you didn't say your favorite word, nefarious ways. But you know, nefarious. Dark is all right.
Yeah. Nefarious ways.
But yeah, I knew you were going to say one of the characters from Death Note. I thought you'd say L, but yeah, you're absolutely right. I think Light is actually more intelligent than L.
Yeah, I'll say more. He's killed L. He's dead.
L died, yeah. So he won.
Yeah, and that's smart, was he?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, mate. All right, cool. So my next one. I'll go. You know this already, Dr. Stone.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. That's what I was gonna say. That's literally legit. I was gonna say. I'll leave it for it.
Yeah, Dr. Stone. Senku from Dr. Stone. From Dr. Stone is incredibly smart. Has a high IQ that produced. Has a high IQ in the sense where if you took me back to the Stone Ages, right? I wouldn't know the first thing about starting electricity, the first thing about creating soap, creating medicines, all these different things. It really revealed to me that we take things for granted regarding things that are made. You know, there's a show called How It's Made. And there are so many things that you're like, wow, that's how it's done. And this is how it, you just get something like, oh, that looks cool. You don't think about it. Do you know what I mean? Everything from the table to there's so much that goes into it. And Dr. Stone essentially unravels, almost like a backward, rewind regarding specific technology, specific items, specific innovations. And when he created hydro energy, and you're like, oh, I mean, I knew how hydro energy works, just mainly was science, but it was incredible to see from the different medical things he's created, the electricity he did, like, just literally there's so many things that you think, wow, this guy is just intelligent, man. He's just so intelligent. So I would definitely he's like in my top five. In terms of intelligent characters, Senku.
Senku. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll give you that one.
Yeah, and then I won't ruin it for people why it's called Dr. Stone, but it's an amazing reason why it's called Dr. Stone. But his name is Senku. Go on.
Psyche K.
See, I
love that show, by the way.
People. I know. I couldn't get into it, man. UK.
I love it. I think it's so funny, man.
I couldn't get into it. I really couldn't get into it. It's so funny.
I love it.
Tell me. I've seen like 7 episodes, but tell me why he's intelligent.
Like he could quite easily. I mean, on top of it, I mean, it's probably helped by the fact that my guy's got like he's like every type of like mental power.
Yeah. He's an alien, right?
No, he's not an alien.
How does he get his mental powers then?
Seven episodes in, and you still think he's an alien. Those things he wears on his head are to control his powers.
How does he get the powers?
I, bro, it's funny. I don't know.
Don't ask questions.
Stop asking these hard questions. He could actively be the smartest person on the planet.
Why?
He decides to instead be just a average. Why? And disappear into the future. Disappear into the background.
Why?
That's what he wants. A peaceful life. Why? He wants a peaceful life. That's why? What he wants. I don't know why.
No, I'm just doing to be an annoying kid. You know, don't ask questions. Why?
Don't ask questions. Why?
Why? But sorry, yeah, you're right. Yeah, go on.
But psychic game, man. He's
I need to. I'll try again.
Try again. And
I mean, the dynamic between him and the bully, and that was funny. Or the bully guy, whatever. That was funny. But
he's got a friend. And him and his mom look exactly the same.
I can't remember. Was that? That is funny though.
And he is one of the funniest characters in the show. And he's got, in fact, I would say Saike, high IQ, low EQ.
He does not like people at all.
Doesn't like people. Yeah, there's no, he doesn't want to be around them. But for some reason, people like him.
I do not want to be annoyed or disturbed. And then people just gravitate to him for some reason.
He tries to hide from his friends.
Wasn't the episode where he went on a date or something like that?
Yeah, there's many dates. There's many like that. Like he becomes like, obviously all these girls, different females like him and want his attention. And he's just like, I don't need this attention right now. So he tries to dodge, and then he realizes, actually, if I go on a date with this person, then that will annoy
ones get angry,
the other ones, and then they'll leave me alone. That's
no, they won't.
Oh gosh, yeah. Psyche K, man. That's
Psyche K, the bad boy. All right.
Psyche K, the bad boy.
Oh gosh. My next one, and I've said this guy before. You've said him. You've tried to say his name, but you keep getting it wrong. Is the anime's Attack on Titan? And do you want to say his name, Solo?
No.
Armin Ehlert.
I wasn't even gonna, I knew who you're talking about, and I still was like, I don't know which one it is. Is it Armin or Arwin? All I know is the small little blonde boy.
This guy. Now I know a lot of people. Do you know what? He's been a bit underwhelming in the new series, I'll say. But in the first two seasons. When I knew this guy was smart, Solo, is the way he approaches situations, as I mentioned just now, all that stuff. But when an anime quote just hits you and you got to write it down, where he says, "Good is merely a word applied to people who are convenient to our needs in some way. It's purely subjective."
Oh, okay.
Say that again.
Coming through with the fire. Okay.
Good is merely a word applied to people who are convenient to our needs in some way. It's purely subjective. Can I get a hallelujah? Yeah. But seriously, like that line, when you deep that, it's so true. It's so, so true. It's merely a word to apply to people who are convenient to our needs. Like, how do you define who someone is good? Oh, well, you know, I'm doing this because, you know, it helps me in some way. So therefore, but yeah, I thought it was a brilliant line. And especially what was happening when I think Annie was speaking to him and she says, do you think I'm a good person and stuff like that? When she betrayed and all that stuff. And then Armin comes out with this line. I was like, wow, this guy's on something else, man. Forget the Stoics, man. It's all about Armin.
All right. Okay.
But yeah.
I got one for you.
Go on.
Nurse Dre.
Shut up, man. Get out of here. Get out of here, man.
Anybody who could look after Pokemon and heal Pokemon within seconds.
Shut it, man.
And clone themselves to be in every single city. Deserves to be one of the most intelligent characters.
Might as well say Officer Jenny as well, then. She clones herself.
She's actually both of them.
I was bare like, okay, who's that? I said like a massive, amazing quote, and then I was like, all right, he's gonna hit me back with a serious one. And he drops Nurse Joy.
Oh gosh.
Do you have any more? Or?
Yeah, I do. I'm not sure if you've seen this. Have you seen the anime Monster?
Do you know what? I'm so glad you said that because I haven't seen it. But had you not said it, I was going to say, what about... And are you going to say Johan Libert?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I just, when I was doing my research, I saw... And I was like, yeah, so tell me. I'm curious, actually.
So he's the main, he's like the main antagonist. Mm-hmm. Okay. But he is, he's a psychopath. I can't even explain it any other way. He's a psychopath. And it's so interesting because basically, for those of you that, I don't want to spoil anything, but
yeah, don't spoil it because I want to watch it.
Okay, this is like quite early on, so it's not really a main spoiler because there's so many other things. But basically, one of the main characters, a guy called Kenzo, he saves a kid, saves a kid, and that kid goes. Then he tries to fight, and then that kid goes on to be Johan Liber, and it's dealing with the guilt and feelings about what have I done? Have I unleashed this terror onto the world? So, and then the rest of the manga / anime is around, okay, that kind of cat and mouse game and trying to find. Okay, not sure. Johan is, like I said, is a psychopath. And his is high IQ, high EQ. Manipulation. That's why I said at the beginning, I said, oh, there are obviously in the context of anime, manipulation is high. Well, mm-hmm. You might see that the EQ and from a manipulation standpoint, he's the poster boy for it. He's the poster boy. Like, he's just being able to kind of just blend. And he's also really charismatic as well. So being able mm-hmm. to kind of bend and twist situations to suit him and suit what he's planning and the strategy of what he's planning is, yeah, mm-hmm. It's up there. So I would say, I think you would really like Monster. You should try.
Yeah, I want to watch it.
You don't need to read the manga. Watch the anime. It's really good.
But Monster. You said the manga is better than the anime.
It is, but I know that you prefer anime. So I'm just saying the anime in this case is good as well. Like,
not that bad. Like, what's it called?
Like the CG Berserk. No, it's fine.
Okay, fine. But,
yeah, I mean the other Berserk one.
Does it follow the manga well though?
Yeah, I'd say so. I'd say so.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll watch it then. I'll definitely. Yeah, give it a watch. But yeah, you. I think you'll like it. Mm. It is a little bit. I mean, it's a seinen. So for those
I like seinen. Of course,
seinen is kind of is the genre of anime / manga that's targeted to a slightly older male audience. Obviously, anyone could read it, but that's just the definition of it. So it tackles themes and concepts which are a little bit darker. There's often a little bit more violence involved. There's a little bit more psychological. Heavier tones in it as well. So every now and again, it's good to mix it up.
Yeah, basically, audiences. Solo just saying, Edward, you know, you want to stick to your little kiddie shows, you know, your shonen, because this might be a bit too, adult for you, bit too, you know, complicated for your intelligence. So you stick to your power beams, Kamehamehas, and energy beams, whilst we discuss and theorize
of the truth of life.
But yeah. Do you know what? I'll say it right now. I probably do like shonen more than seinen. I'll be honest.
Most people do.
But I do find more. Do you know what? Would you say Attack on Titan is seinen? Because I find that.
I think it's probably
declared as a shonen, but I get more seinen vibes from it.
I'm pretty sure it's declared. I think it's. Basically, I agree with everything you just said. I think it might be declared. I don't know. I haven't checked, but I think it might be declared as a shonen. But 100% has got heavy seinen vibes mm-hmm. to it. In terms of the concepts that it touches.
Yeah. I appreciate more. Those are the animes where I can literally I have to sit down and. Whereas all the shonen is just more so background, yay, fun, all that stuff. But
which is why I think sometimes even me I would still say, if I'm honest, that I'll probably prefer shonen to seinen, because seinen you have to focus. You literally.
I wouldn't say that's the reason why you have to prefer one over the other.
I do. Sometimes I just want to relax and just enjoy.
Yeah, true. That's true.
Just want to enjoy. It's like watching. It's like when you think about, what do I want to watch on? You know that feeling, everybody, when you got some food in front of you, you sat down, you're by yourself, and you think, what do I want to put on Netflix?
Yeah.
And you're thinking, I really want to watch this show, but I'm not feeling for it right now. It's too heavy.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing with anime, right? And that's why we all go back to our favorites. You know, screw it. Let me just put something down that you know that you'll like. Like for me at the moment, some reason, Friends. I'm loving Friends right now. Love it. Love it.
I'll be there for you.
Yeah.
I know. Anyway.
What was that? That was Monica, an Ed soundbite. That was an Ed soundbite. What was that?
You know, Monica's always like, I got him.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Anyway, but you know, going back to the anime, I know there was a quote that I can't remember who it was from, but it basically says, when dealing with people, remember you're not dealing with creatures of logic, but with creatures of emotions. And I think that is the ultimate form of intelligence. How, and as you mentioned, manipulating people and their feelings, their emotions, to essentially follow you. And it's fine if they're following you for the right reasons, but if they're following you for, and you're doing deceitful things, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Yeah, or not necessarily.
No, I think so.
I think to get people to do something for you, that's what we say high EQ. That's why I think it's good that we, as you mentioned, we split it up between IQ, BQ, and EQ, because there's people who are like, you know, creating amazing, like smart, can tell you, you know, how many stars there are in the sky, but they can't necessarily have a conversation with you. Do you know what I mean? So absolutely. And I think that's, life is about people. So I think that's probably even a better skill to have, EQ than IQ.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to run a successful organization, you need IQ people. So that is what it is. Yeah. And my next one, I've got two more, is, so there's two from this anime actually. And you know, I'm going to choose, well, the first one's Major Kusanagi from Ghost in the Shell. She's an amazing, intelligent woman. And yeah, it's funny because there's, you know, when I deep how good that show is, Ghost in the Shell.
Here we go, fella. Here we go, guys. Here we go. He's on it. He's on the soapbox. One, two, three. Ghost in the Shell. Ed, let's go.
But thank you. But when I deep how good that show is, do you know how many references there are to like great books, the classics, like Catcher in the Rye is one where when an enemy has done or has said a sentence or has imposed a puzzle or a question or something like that, and then Major Kusanagi comes and says, oh, he's quoting blah, 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 blah. And then you just think, wow. And it's only when I was doing my research and I was reading through, I was like, yeah, this show is goat, man. But I just think that was one person. But who I want to really speak about is The Laughing Man. Now, The Laughing Man is, think of Banksy. You know, for people who don't know, Banksy is an artist here in the UK. Hasn't been revealed. No one knows his face, but people know his work. And essentially, this is what The Laughing Man was. He was a notorious hacker who had the whole of Section 9. So Section 9 is the elite task force beyond the FBI to essentially handle situations. And he essentially had them on toast. Like, they couldn't catch him. Even at the end, when they thought they caught him, it wasn't him. He was just always one step ahead. And Section 9 has amazing, like, incredibly intelligent people like Kusanagi and Togusa, who's another smart guy in there, but they just couldn't catch him. And he was making cultural references, quoting classics, quoting Stoics. It was just incredible. And for anyone who hasn't seen it, I know I keep banging on about it, and as Solo said, it's my soapbox. And before I end it, watch Ghost in the Shell. It's amazing, amazing anime. Second gig and first gig, just watch it. It's about 20 episodes each. You thank me. All right, soapbox done.
Ladies and gentlemen, everybody, every now and again, we have this. So this won't be the last time that the Ghost Michelle soapbox occurs. But here we go. We haven't had one in a while. So
they just have to remind people, you know. Just
remind people, watch Ghost in the Shell. There we go.
Yeah. Did you have another one?
Another one I wanted to highlight. There's one that I know you're going to say, but I'll say this other one first. Edward Elric.
Yep.
Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. I was thinking about that show. I honestly, it gets better and better the more I think about it. It's Brotherhood. Really, I love that show. If you haven't watched it, people, check it out. It's about two brothers on their quest to try and find their mum.
Yeah,
that's what I'll say. I don't want to spoil it. But you know, yeah. So, but I think his intelligence, I would actually say, is probably a mix of BQ and IQ. I don't think he's got the highest EQ.
That's true.
But I don't think he's got the Edward. Nah, I don't think he's got the highest IQ. He's very intelligent. He's obviously, look how young he is, and he's already one of the best alchemists, in that world. And then also on top of that, he's able to very quickly kind of adjust to what needs to be done in battle. So I'd say BQ and IQ. Mm. Obviously IQ is higher, but yeah, the lowest will be EQ for him. But yeah, Edward Elric for sure, for sure.
Yep. And for listeners as well, as we mentioned, we've done most talented. So characters like Neji, you're thinking Hood and intelligent and so on and so forth. Whilst they would fit the BQ, we've essentially put them in the most talented category. Of course he has BQ as well, but we could have another like 10, 20 or 10,000 names if we added talented characters as well. So this is just more so looking at it from the vantage point of intelligence. BQ was just something that we came up with at this moment. So the characters you'll be hearing are more so along the lines of intelligence, EQ, and then if they have some BQ as well. Because I wouldn't necessarily say Luffy's talented, but I would say he has a BQ. Would you agree?
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I'd agree with that. Yeah, for sure. Let me do one. Because I want to steal one from you.
All right, go on.
Boomer!
Yeah, you're such a loser!
I knew it! This is the quote-unquote DBZ fan. I'm going to steal Boomer from you because I know you want to say Boomer.
Of course, man. You stole my girl!
Of course!
You stole my girl.
She's one of the most intelligent people. She's an inventor. She's a scientist. She's a robotic
expert. Why are you stealing my moment, man?
She's even more. I'll even say she's better than her dad. Even though her dad started the company, she now owns the company. So, Boomer, you get your flowers. You're intelligent right there, my friend. You're intelligent.
Stole my girl. All right, well done. Yeah, he stole Bulma. But the other one in Dragon Ball was a guy called Master Zuno. But that's more from Dragon Ball Super. Okay, and for those who don't know. Master Zuno is a guy who can answer any question. You just need to bring him a gift. And Bulma goes to him to ask about, you know, how to find the Super Dragon Balls, as it were. And yeah, he's basically a walking encyclopedia. You just ask him anything and he knows the history behind it. So it's almost like a cheat in terms of him because he only has one appearance. But yeah, he's a very smart character regarding the knowledge he holds. And then the other one I had solo was... And I want to get your opinion on this, actually, because... Okay. When he was first introduced in the anime, I thought he was an intelligent guy. He's a cool guy. The anime, of course, and let me see if you can guess who I'm talking about. But the anime is Bleach.
There's a number of people that come to mind. Okay, what was your first initial thing? I'll try and guess it. What was your first? Describe him. Let me see how long it takes.
He wears a hat.
Oh, please. Him.
And that's for people who don't know, it's Kisuke Urahara.
Yeah, Urahara. Yeah. What would you say he is? Just IQ?
Yeah, he was. I mean, I haven't seen Bleach in a while, but I remember, especially when
he was intelligent. He was intelligent.
Yeah, he was very intelligent.
But I'll say Aizen. If you're going to pick anyone from Bleach, Aizen.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
If you're going to pick anybody in Bleach, he's going
to
be him.
He had all three EQ, to be honest. IQ, EQ, IQ,
yeah, BQ. Yeah. I mean, he's what do you call it? He's doing experiments on himself. So, yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Speaking of experiments, Orochimaru.
Orochimaru. I knew it. You're so predictable.
Do you know what? I purposely didn't choose him because I'm scared of the guy.
That was good. That was good. That was a good one. That was a good one.
Oh, mate. That creeps me out, man, whenever he does that. Oh, man. But yeah, those were all the smart, intelligent characters I had. Did you have any more, Solo?
No, I didn't, actually.
Oh, yeah. Actually, sorry. Yeah. One more. Just looking at my list. Asuka from Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Who's Asuka? The dad?
So, no. He was actually very intelligent as well.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
he was very intelligent, actually.
Yeah.
But, no, actually, and that's a great shout. But, no, she was one of the pilots. So, you know, there was three of them. She was the one who, the red jumpsuit. When she arrived, I think she speaks like three languages, has a university degree, all at the age of 14. and what do you mean?
You know what? I realized when I was kissing my teeth, I was watching Neon Genesis. I still haven't finished all of Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Really?
No.
Oh, man, I keep you need falling to finish asleep. That, man.
Because it's so slow. And then the animation style as well from the 90s. It's just that
oh, you gotta love
style.
The animation,
oh,
man.
No, I do. But it makes me feel all warm and sleepy.
Oh, mate. Yeah, I mean, it was one of those ones where I just didn't like the protagonist. He was like, oh, can I do this? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, no, am I good enough? And she's just like, that girl's like, come on, man. Grow a pair, like, come on. But yeah, those are all the characters we had. So if I can't do it, it can't be done. Would you say these are characters, Solo, where if they can't do it, it cannot be done?
What do you mean can't be done?
I said, if would you say these characters that we just mentioned, if they can't do it, it can't be done?
Oh, just a second. What? Huh? Nani? yeah, I mean, I was trying to think.
I was actually trying
to see if I was more intelligent than any of them, but that's not happening. I'm not.
I wouldn't
get into the top 100. No way am I getting into the top 100 of in most intelligent anime characters.
Oh, yeah, you definitely wouldn't. I mean, yeah. I would, but you know.
Where would you go? Let me see. What number? Go on.
Oh, of course, I'd be number one, so, you know.
Really? What's 600 times 55?
So, oh, that's, yeah, so we've come to the end of the show. 6 times 5 is 30, so, you know. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the number. I'm more of an EQ kind of guy, you know.
Okay.
So, you know, people love me, so... And I think that's better. Actually, before we end, what do you think, out of all the three... If you had to rank them, what would you say is the most important one to have?
EQ.
You see the most smartest people, but they have no... That's why it's almost like, you know, those they say salespeople, that's why they get so much, you know, the commission and everything, because they have that EQ to go out and sell the product and so on and so forth. But yeah, I would say definitely EQ, followed by IQ, then BQ. But let us know what you think is the most important quota, as it were. Quota being the Q and IQ, EQ and BQ. Let us know, superanimepodcast.com/contact. Or you can also drop us a voice message on our website via the orange mic. Or also you can send us a DM on Instagram, where we're mostly active. But we are also on Twitter and TikTok and Facebook as well. So let us know. Which other intelligent anime characters? Because I know we've missed loads. Let us know. And you know, Solo, you're not bad. I wouldn't say you're out the 100. I would say, you know,
99.
You are 99. Yeah.
There we go. There we go.
Let's. You know, actually, let's give you 93. You know.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that.
You're definitely there, man.
I appreciate that.
Don't fool yourself too short, man. Your IQ is very, very, very low, but your EQ is very, very high. Oh gosh, no. And of course, you know, as we said on the pod, Solo is studying jiu-jitsu now, so he's got a BQ as well. So, you know, 2 out of 3.
I'm getting that BQ up.
Yeah, exactly. As you know, I have a high BQ and a high IQ and a high EQ.
Oh, yeah, just because you did Taekwondo. All right.
But no, thank you so much, everyone, for listening. We really appreciate it. Which ones did we miss out? Let us know, superanimepodcast.com. Thanks very much for listening, and we'll see you next week. Hey Super Family, as always, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, please don't forget to subscribe, rate and review the show. It takes less than 30 seconds. Doing so will allow us to grow the show and encourage us to keep putting out more content. In case you're wondering how to subscribe, rate and review the show, just go to ratethispodcast.com/superanimepodcast. That's super with three U's. We will also leave a link to it in the show notes for you to go to as a simple way to subscribe, rate and review the show. We love your reviews, so please keep them coming and we will read them out in future episodes. Please do share this podcast with anyone you feel will enjoy the show. Finally, to keep the conversation going, we're super keen to hear your thoughts, questions and opinions on the show's discussion points. To get in contact with us, you can either leave a voice note via the mic on our website, superanimepodcast.com, that's super with three U's, or you can write a note via the contact section, superanimepodcast.com/contact. It's also in the show notes as well. Along with your email, please leave your name and location from where you're listening from, and we will be sure to shout you out and include some of your thoughts in the next and upcoming episodes. Have a great day wherever you are, and bye for now.